Poverty is increasingly concentrated in certain regions and groups, trapping generations of families in vicious cycles of poverty, which is why the first sustainable development goal is to end poverty in all its forms everywhere. That's what Amina Mohammed, the Deputy Secretary General, said in her address to the high-level integration segment organized by ECOSOC. In 2015, 193 world leaders agreed to 17 global goals for sustainable development that can help end extreme poverty, inequality, and address climate change by 2030. Recalling her time as Minister of Environment in Nigeria, she underscored the challenges faced in translating the 2030 agenda into concrete results at the national level.
Eradicating poverty and delivering on the 2030 agenda means that we must address the complex policy interlinkages. It requires building synergies across all dimensions of poverty eradication and sustainable development. And in many cases, this is about different sectors in different sets of economies at our country level. It means prioritizing marginalized and vulnerable people and communities that leave no one behind. So context does matter. Addressing root causes will be key. And it means investment that is commensurate with the challenge, addressing basic human rights, empowerment, and the scale at which this needs to happen.
The meeting opened on Monday, bringing together representatives of member states, including heads of state and government, ministers, parliamentarians and mayors, civil society, and other non-governmental organizations, academia, and the private sector. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.